From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Indonesian police said they shot and killed a suspected terrorist in the West Java capital of Bandung today after his bomb exploded in a vacant lot near a government building. Police say aside from the suspect, no one was hurt. Iraqi forces on Monday seized control of a key bridge in the city of Mosul as they push forward with their week-long offensive to clear Islamic State militants from the western side of the city. Officials said the pro-government forces were in control of the bridge over the Tigris River. Fighting in Mosul has badly damaged or destroyed all of the bridges, and restoring access across the river will allow the army to move troops and supplies. As President Trump prepares for his first address to the U.S. Congress, the White House hopes to fend off the latest calls for an independent probe of Russia's efforts to impact last year's U.S. election. And implications there are close ties between Moscow and the president's inner circle. Influential Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California has joined Democrats in calling for a special prosecutor insulated from Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a close Trump confidant. The White House says Americans don't care about the allegations against Russia. President Trump is kicking off the long federal budget process with proposals to increase defense spending while making cuts to budgets for the State Department and other agencies such as the Environmental Protection Agency. Memos on the cuts are expected today. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump hosted 46 U.S. governors late Sunday at the White House, where he reflected on his first month in office.
After 4 weeks, it's been a lot of fun, but we've accomplished almost everything we've started out to accomplish. The borders are stricter, tighter. We're doing a really good job. General Kelly has done a fantastic job militarily. As you know, we have a fantastic team. We have an A team, and I'm getting some good reports. There are some big problems in the world. You know that very well. But we're very happy with the way things are working.
Trump also mentioned the Obamacare, which he said will be repealed and replaced, also known as the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare is expected to be on the agenda when Mr. Trump meets today with the governors in a working session. In interviews with VOA, some of the governors said they want to see immigrants and refugees newly arrived in the U.S. succeed in making new lives for themselves and be treated fairly. President Trump has said he will make sure unwanted immigrants are not allowed into the country. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam suffered a very painful death and was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. The older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was killed February 13th at the airport by a VX nerve agent. Meantime, the identification of the body remains a challenge, as we hear from the Malaysian health minister.
The identification of the identity of the person, that's something which we have not yet resolved, because we need further information, either from next of kin or some data of the person, which we can do comparisons to actually confirm the identity. So that's a process which we have to work with the police to ensure they could make access such information available.
Police have two women in custody who are shown on closed-circuit TV wiping Kim Jong-nam's face with a substance, Kim Jong-nam, that is. Police also have detained a North Korean man suspected of being behind the attack. The Academy Awards ceremony Sunday night in Los Angeles apparently was not without a dramatic ending. It came when the wrong film was announced as best winner for the best film.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke.
Best Film went to Moonlight. Casey Affleck, who won the Best Actor for his role in the film Manchester by the Sea. The Best Actress Award went to Emma Stone for La La Land. And the Syrian war documentary The White Helmets won the Short Documentary Academy Award. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.